AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Firefight in Syria. U.S. commandos have killed a top Islamic State commander there. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani has the still unfolding details.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the commandos moved in to capture a militant he identified as Abu Sayyaf, who was then killed in a firefight. Sayyaf headed the group's oil field operation, a major source of revenue for the militants. Carter says Sayyaf's wife was captured. The U.S. believes she is also a militant and played a key role in the group's terror activities.
Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev will have a chance to speak at his formal sentencing hearing, though we don't know if he will. Tsarnaev will be executed in accordance with the jury's verdict unless an automatic appeal saves him from lethal injection. Survivor Heather Abbott says she was driving home from giving a commencement address yesterday when she heard that the jury had sentenced Tsarnaev to death. What did she think?
I couldn't help but think that Johar Tsarnaev was in the same position as those students that I met that day and had such a bright future ahead of him.
She was on the Today Show this morning. Was the Amtrak train that derailed in Philadelphia hit by some sort of projectile before it went off the rails? The FBI will investigate after a report from an assistant conductor who says she heard two engineers talking about this. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt.
She recalled that the SEPTA engineer had reported to the train dispatcher that he had either been hit by a rock or shot at.
The SEPTA train was a different train from the Amtrak, but it was in the area at the same time as the Amtrak train that derailed, killing eight people. The Midwest could see strong storms and heavy rain today, says the Weather Service. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is talking about police and the communities they serve. Here's our Shirley Smith on the president's weekly address.
President Obama says he's traveling to Camden, New Jersey to talk to the police and community about ideas on improving their relationships with each other.
I'll highlight steps all cities can take to maintain trust between the brave law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line and the communities they have sworn to serve and protect.
Republicans used their address to push for approval of trade promotion authority legislation.
We're Americans. We don't build walls to competition. We build bridges to opportunities. We don't hide from history. We make history.
Senator John McCain of Arizona. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Gas is $2.70 a gallon as we begin our weekend, up 4 cents from just a week ago, says the AAA, up 29 cents from a month ago, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.